A Kohen who, when he walks, his ankles bang together, his legs are turned inward, so his ankles bang together. This is a moment, his pasul avod. Or if when he walks, his knees bang together, this is also a moment, as his legs are turned outward. Ubal pika v'ha iko. These are also movements. Ezel iko. What's the moment of iko? Kosha makit parsoso, vein akaboso, nosko zulazu. Any time when the Kohen put his feet together, his knees don't touch each other, he's bow-legged, this is a mo. Pika yoytze migodla. What's pika? Pika is when there's a bone sticking out from his thumb or from his big toe. Ikvo yoytze la'achora. Or if the Kohen has a mo, that his leg ends in the middle of his foot instead of the back of his foot, so his foot sticks out from the front and from the back, this is a mo. Parsoso rechava kisha ova. Or if his feet are wide like a goose's feet, that the width of his feet are the same as the length of the feet, etzba'oso merkavo zu al zu, or if the Kohen's fingers ride one on top of the other, o klutos adapera kasha, or if his fingers were attached together, if they're only attached together until the middle joint, then the Kohen is kasha to do avodah. This is not a mo. Lamata min apera b'chatcha kasha, but if the fingers are attached all the way till the fingernail, if he doesn't cut it, then that's a mum. But if he separates it, cuts in between the fingers to separate the fingers, then it's kasher, it's not a mum. Haisabo yisera b'chatcha. If on one of the Kohen's hands there's an extra finger, and he cut it off, him yesh ba'etzem pasul v'im lav kasher. If there was a bone in that extra finger, so then even if he cuts it off, it's pasul. Because even though now that he cut it off, he does not have an extra finger, but since there was a bone in that finger and he cut it off, so he's considered mechusar aver, missing a limb. So therefore, that's a mum. And certainly, if he doesn't cut it off at all, it's a mum, because he has an extra finger. But if that extra finger didn't have a bone, and he cut it off, then he is kosher. Yaser biyadavu v'raglo, sheish v'sheish, etzim v'arba. Rabbi Huda machshir, v'chachamim poisim. If the coin is an extra finger and an extra toe, on both hands and both feet, he has six fingers and six toes on each hand and foot, 24 altogether. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir, and the Chacham impossible. Rabbi Yehuda says in this case, since all of his fingers and toes are even, six on each one, that's not a mum. While the Chacham impossible, the Chacham holds that when you have an extra finger or toe, even if all your hands and feet are similar, still it's a mum. Hashayle b'shtei yadav. Rabbi Paiso b'chacham machshir. A Kohen who is equally proficient with both hands. Rebbe Possels, he considers that a mum. As Rebbe holds that the reason why he's proficient with both hands equally is because his right hand is very weak, just like the left hand. While the Chacham HaMakshir, the Chacham holds that the reason why he's proficient with both hands equally is not because his right hand is weak, but because his left hand is particularly strong. So therefore, according to the Chacham, it's not a mum. Hakushi, somebody who is black. Bahagichor, a Kohen who has a very ruddy complexion. Vahalapka, a Kohen who's extremely pale. Vahakafa, a Kohen who's extremely tall and thin. This is a mum. Vahananas, a Kohen that's a midget. Vahacheres, a Kohen that's a deaf mute. Vahashota, a Kohen that does not have da. Vahashikr, a Kohen who is drunk cannot do avoda while he is drunk. Now, the Mishnah is not talking about where he got drunk from wine. Because in such a case, when the Kohen is drunk from wine, if he does avoda, the avoda is mechulo, it's not kosher at all. And all the women mentioned in this mission, even though the Kohen is not supposed to do avodah, if he does do avodah, the avodah is not mechulo, the avodah is kosher. So therefore, when the mission says b'hashikr, it means that the Kohen drank other liquids, not wine. Ubali negam tayrim, sulim ba'adam uksherim bebehim. A Kohen that has a nega, he has sarat, but it's a type of sarat that's tar, would not make him tummy. That would possible an adam, would possible a Kohen for doing an avodah, would be considered a muk. But if a behem had a nega tar, the behemoth would be kosher. It wouldn't be considered a mum. It could be brought as a korban. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shaita bebehema eina min amukum. Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, if you have a behemoth that's crazy, it's mad behemoth, it's not min amukum. The chachila, you shouldn't bring a korban for such a behemoth. Rabbi Leather Omer, at bali dildulim, tulim badam, uksherim bebehemoth. Rabbi Leather said, so too bali dildulim, to the piece of butter sticking out by an autumn that would pass him from doing avoda, but it would not be considered a mum by a behemoth. Pesachim b'chalot ha'zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Eilu k'sherim b'adam, k'sulim b'behemoth. The following kohanim are kosher to do avodah, but a behemoth in the same condition would be possibly brought as a korban. Oso be'estimim. A Kohen and a son can do avoda at the same time or the same day. As opposed to behemoth. If you have Oso be'estimim, you can't bring both of them as korbanos on the same day. A mother and its offspring cannot be brought as korbanos, cannot be shechted on the same day. And according to Hanani, even a father and its offspring cannot be brought as korbanos on the same day. Utrefa. A Kohen that's a trefa, he has a defect which would not allow him to live for 12 months, is kosher for avoda. But a behemoth that's a trefa cannot be brought as a korban. The Yotei Dopen, a coin that was born with a cesarean section is kosher to do avodah. But you cannot bring a behemoth who was not born in the normal way as a korban. The Shenev de Behenavir, or a coin, the Naver was done with him. A Zachar was Rebbein, is still kosher for avodah, opposed to behemoth, who was never by a Zachar, he was Rebbein Isha, cannot bring that behemoth as a korban. The Shehemet as a Adam, a behemoth that killed a person, you cannot bring it as a korban. But a Kohen that killed a person, he can still do the avodah. Hanose nashim ba'avera pasul achi yador hanam. A Kohen that married women in which there is an avera to marry her. For example, he married a grusha or a halala or a zona. A Kohen cannot marry such women. And if he did so, he cannot do avodah. Unless he makes a neder that he will not have enough from his wife, nor will his wife have enough from him until he divorces her. As even though he has not yet divorced her, since he made a neder that they will not have enough from each other, he can do avodah even before the divorce. Now we're talking about where he made a neder al das rabim. He made the neder with the das of the rabim of the tabla. Such a neder has no hatara unless it's for its bar mitzvah. Such a neder, even if he goes to a chacham, the chacham cannot be matri the neder unless it's for a mitzvah. As we're afraid that even if the Kohen makes such a neder, he could be matir the neder by going to a chacham. So therefore, we make him make a neder al das rabim. Therefore, he no longer can be matir unless it's for a mitzvah. And we're not afraid that the Kohen will go to the chacham and claim that it's for a mitzvah and ask the chacham to be matir. Because the din is, when somebody is matir a neder by a chacham, he has to specify what the neder was, and when the chacham finds out that the neder was because he married a woman that's usher to him, the chacham will not be matir the neder. Hametame lemesim pasul achi yekavor lov shelo yehei metame lemesim. A coin that is metame lemesim, he defiles himself to mesim, as a coin cannot become tame lemesim. And if this coin is metame lemesim, even though it's usher, he cannot do avodah until he accepts upon himself to no longer be metame lemesim. And in this case, he does not have to make a neder to that effect that he won't be metame lemesim any longer. Because when a coin marries a woman that's usher to him, there's a big yetahara to stay married to her. So therefore, unless he makes a neder, we don't trust that he will really divorce her. But a coin that's matame lemesim, since there's no yetahara to be matame lemesim, as long as he makes a kabbalah that he no longer will do so, we can accept that, and he can start doing avodah right away.